Hi guys, in this particular episode I have talked about what is the difference between broadcasting and normal automated email sequence and how you can both use both to optimize your efforts and results. So that's all that I covered inside this particular podcast episode, and the podcast will begin right after this intro. So today in this particular episode, I'm going to talk about a very important topic: soap opera sequences versus broadcasting. Which one is the best? Which one you need to go? And this is something that I seen on many books, actually on forums. I have seen like people are asking, I need to set up that soap opera sequence, or I need to start with that or broadcasting. So I think like you can use both. So how that's what I'm going to talk about today. So let's talk about what are these both things. Like people are considered broadcast is something when you are sending a specific message to your list, to a segmented people or a list. That is the only one time message that is sent using your autoresponder. I did not get better words to explain, but you can say the one time campaign, the only one time and one email campaign you can say is called broadcasting. But where soap opera sequence people call it, and I'll follow up for us a lot of things like automation sequences. So that is something called a series of email that go to a particular subscriber, and you series of email is something that you can set and go like after 1 or 2 years that thing will be happening at a time consistently when someone joins the list. But broadcast is once in that time, it will not automatically reoccur until you set it up. Now people are thinking, okay, so which one I need to use? Like I said, like you need to use both. So why, what is my mindset behind that? I'm going to talk about that now. So just think of like from this way, okay, someone subscribed to my list, okay, he got one automated message, okay, thank you for signing up, please confirm below. He confirmed and he didn't got anything. What we did, unless that's a newsletter, because in newsletter people have patience, but I don't know, like when it comes to lead magnet newsletter subscription rate is very low at my case. So now let's jump into it, right? So now think of like if somebody go to my website and sign up for a lead magnet, let's suppose 50 plus email writing templates or subject lines that will help you to grow your business. Okay, that's a good lead magnet, by the way, I will have it. So now someone clicked on that, enter his email and subscribed in. So what I will do, so what I will prefer, I will send him normal broadcast or I will send them an automatic campaign. So what my perspective is, first of all, I will run a soap opera sequence of at least 15 days with the 7 emails over to 1 or 2 day gap, so that guy got to know about me. He got to know, okay, this guy is Shiraj and he do this, that, and then I will ship them to my broadcasting list. Do not got the point? Let me explain you again. So what I will do is, like, let's suppose Mike subscribed to my email list. First, when he will join my email list, I will send him some sequences. Okay, what is a lead magnet? How you can use a lead magnet? You use this autoresponder, use this tool, and I will end my sequence. And now he will be moved to my normal broadcasting list. Okay, so now I can send him regular affiliate promotion. I can send him regular content, my daily publishing content, podcast, whatsoever. I can send him anything. So I will follow this process. Moreover, when someone is inside my broadcast, let's suppose I launched a new funnel, I launched a new sequence, I created a new lead magnet. Go to broadcast. I will see, okay, I will set up that segmentation so that I can get to know, okay, this person is interested. That's a very advanced thing, but yeah. So I will send the email to my list. Okay, now my email go to my, I am using that broadcasting feature, And when someone sign up for the lead magnet, what I'm doing now, just think of, apply your head into it. Okay, so I created a loop, not a loop as such, but think of, someone joined the sequence, he jumped into my broadcast. Now he's in my normal broadcast. Now I jumped that person into my normal sequence. So at the end, people will come to broadcast, right? So the conclusion is, like, you do not need to use both. First of all, you need to start using that sequence. After that, you need to start using that broadcast. I don't know, but this is something that's my perspective. If I will happy to know about your perspective, you can email me at sharad@sharad.com, or you can visit my website whatsoever. So that's all for this particular podcast. That's the difference between follow up funnels and broadcast, soap opera sequence versus daily emails. That's all for this particular podcast episode. I hope you like this particular episode. If you're tuning in this particular episode on Apple Podcast, then please give it a 5-star rating. It'd be a bean to me and also help Apple Podcast to grow a little bit. Don't reveal it to anybody, right? I'm just kidding, guys. That's all for today, and I will see you inside next one.